سفر التكوين.
Book of Genesis.
هناخد بعض التأملات صغيرة عن حياة يوسف.
We're just going to look at a few devotions in the life of around the life of Joseph.
نقرأ من أصحاح. خلينا نقرأ أصحاح عدد من أصحاح 40.
We'll read some verses from from chapter 40.
احنا عارفين قصة يوسف ان يوسف لما وصل الى السجن.
We know Joseph's story up to the point where he got to the prison.
بعد مشوار طويل عاش يوسف.
After a long journey that he had been through.
يوسف عاش في ألم تقريبا حوالي كان سنه 17 أخذ الملك 30 يعني عاش في الألم كم سنة 13 سنة.
So Joseph lived in suffering pretty much from the age when he was around 17 to the time that he took the throne when he was about 30. So it's about 13 years that he lived suffering.
والجزء ده اللي هنتأمل فيه آخر مرحلة في الألم بتاعة يوسف.
And the passage in which we will now meditate upon is that to do with the last phase of Joseph's suffering.
لما وضعوا يوسف في السجن.
When they placed him in prison.
وفي الوقت ده حلم رئيس الخبازين ورئيس السقاط حلم.
And when the butler and the baker had dreamed the dream.
يوسف فسر للاثنين الحلم بتاعهم.
And Joseph interpreted the dream to both of them.
واحد قال له انت يا رئيس الخبازين فرعون هيقطع راسك.
And to the chief baker he said Pharaoh will cut your head off.
لكن رئيس السقاه قال له هيرفعك وهتبقى ساقي لفرعون ملك مصر.
But the butler you will be lifted up and you will be the butler to the ruler of Egypt.
والجزء اللي هنقراه في اصحاح 40.
And the passage which we'll read in chapter 40.
ابتداء من عدد 14.
Beginning from verse 14.
اللي هو بيتابع الفكر ده.
Which continues on with this thought.
يوسف بيقول لرئيس السقاط.
Joseph is speaking to the butler.
ويقول له انما اذا ذكرتني عندك حينما يصير لك خير تصنع الي احسانا.
But think on me when it shall be well with thee and show kindness I pray thee unto me.
وتذكرني لفرعون وتخرجني من هذا البيت.
And make mention of me unto Pharaoh and bring me out of this house.
أصح 41.
Now chapter 41.
وحدث بعد سنتين.
And it came to pass at the end of two full years.
أن فرعون رأى حلما.
That Pharaoh dreamed.
وإذا هو واقف عند الله.
And behold he stood by the river.
وقال له الحلم بتاعه.
And he told him what this dream was.
عدد خمسة.
Verse 5.
ثم نام فحلم ثانية.
And he slept and dreamed the second time.
وحلم الحلم بتاعه.
And then he dreamed his next dream.
لكن في عدد آخر عدد 8 يقول واستيقظ فرعون وإذا هو حلم.
In the end of verse 8 it says end of verse 7 it says and Pharaoh awoke and behold it was a dream.
وكان في الصباح أن نفسه انزعجت.
And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled.
فأرسل ودعا جميع سحرة مصر.
And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt.
وجميع حكامها.
And all the wise men thereof.
وقص عليهم فرعون حلمه فلم يكن من يعبره لفرعون.
And Pharaoh told them his dream and there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh.
أنا هكتفي بالأجزاء دي.
Now I'm content with just reading these passages.
إذا الرب ادانا وقت هنكمل في الأصحاح.
If the Lord gives us time, we'll keep going.
شخصية يوسف.
The character of Joseph.
الرب استخدمها علشان يعلمنا درسين.
The Lord used it to teach us primarily two lessons.
المؤمن دايما في حياته بيمر بألام مختلفة.
The Christian always throughout their life goes through different trials or troubles.
مش بس الناس الكبيرة هي اللي بتتألم.
Not just the older people.
مش بس أبائنا وأمهاتنا وجدودنا هم اللي بيدخلوا في الألم.
It's not just our parents or our grandparents that go through these things.
لكن اللي بيدخل في الألم الشباب.
But even the young people.
أهو يوسف ده كان شاب.
Joseph was a young person.
كان عمره 17 سنة.
He was only 17 years of age.
وأكيد في القعدين دول عمرهم 17 وفوق ال 17.
I'm sure that many of them are sitting here today are 17 and over 17.
يوسف كان شخصية يعني كان أبوه بيحبه جدا.
Joseph was a character where his father loved him very much.
يعقوب حب يوسف عن بقية إخواته.
Jacob loved Joseph above all his other brothers.
لأن كل إخواته ما كانوش زي يوسف.
Because all his brothers were not like Joseph.
لكن بنشوف حياة يوسف وهو شاب.
But we see Joseph's life as a young person.
حياة الطاعة.
We see a life of obedience.
كان بيطيع يعقوب.
He obeyed or was submissive to Jacob.
رغم إخواته الوحشين اللي عايشين معاه في البيت.
Despite his horrible brothers that were living with him in the house.
فين إخواته دول مين؟
You know who his brothers are?
اللي جم من ليئة.
Those that came from Leah.
من الاثنين اللي اتجوزهم يعقوب الجواري.
From the two that he married, the other two that he married.
أسف مش ليئة.
Sorry, not Leah.
اثنين من الجواري اللي كان يعقوب متجوزهم.
The two other women that Joseph had married, not Leah.
واحدة من ليئة, ليئة يعني قالت له تدخل على جاريتي.
So Leah said to Jacob, you go into my servant, onto my, the woman, my maid.
ورحيل برضو كان فيها جارية.
And Rachel also had a maid.
زلفة وبلها.
And their names were Zilpha and Bilha.
غير رحيل وغير ليئة.
Separate than Rachel and Leah.
يعني واحد واحد كم واحدة؟
So how many has he got now?
أربعة.
He's got four.
بس اثنين منهم جواري.
But two of them are like maids.
والعيال اللي جم من الجواري وحشين جدا.
And the children that came from the maids were terrible.
ونعرف وحشتهم لما نقرا يعقوب وهو بيتكلم عن الأصباط دول عن أولاده.
And we know how bad they are when Jacob comes to speak about these children.
اقروا عنهم في تكوين 49.
You can read about it in Genesis 49.
لكن على أي حال يوسف ده كان أخوهم.
And Joseph was their brother.
لكن كان مختلف عنه.
But he was different.
كان بيطيع أبوه.
He used to obey his father.
أبوه في مرة قال له روح افتقد سلامة إخواتك.
His dad once told him, go and see that everything is well with your brothers.
مع إن أحبائي كان في إمكان يوسف أن يقدم العذر.
Even though it was possible for Joseph to offer an excuse.
لكنه ما اعتذرش يوسف.
But he didn't.
لكن راح يدور على إخواته.
But he went to look for them.
لكن شوفوا مش رايح مجبر.
But he's not going because he's forced to go.
لكن رايح لأنه بيسمع وبيطيع كلام يعقوب بمحبة.
But he's going because he's obeying the voice of Jacob out of love.
لما راح ودور عليهم ما لقاهمش.
When he went to look for them, he couldn't find them.
ما رجعش وقال خلاص يا أبويا أنا ما لقيتهمش في المكان اللي أنت قلت لي عليه.
He didn't come back to his dad and say, look, I didn't find them in the place that you told me to go look.
لكن
for
شاف واحد في الحقل في البرية سألوا عن إخواته.
But he found somebody in that wilderness in the field and asked him, do you know where my brothers are?
ودلوا على المكان بتاع اخواته.
And he said, yeah, they're over there.
مع ان يوسف فهم ان هم ما بيحبوهوش.
Even though Joseph knows they don't love him.
ان هم بيحسدوه.
That they
بيغيروا منه.
They're jealous of him.
فبالرغم من كده لكن كان بيحبهم يوسف.
But despite this, Joseph loved them.
أهدي أول صفة أو صفتين رائعين في يوسف.
This is one of the beautiful things about Joseph.
طاعته ليعقوب.
His obedience to Jacob.
كثير من الشباب.
Many young people.
ما يحبوش يطيعوا والديهم.
They don't like obeying their parents.
لأنهم موضة قديمة.
Because they're old-fashioned.
أو أفكارهم مش متفتحين زينا.
Or their thoughts are not as open as ours.
شخصية زي كده.
This person is.
لا يمكن الرب هيباركها في حياتها.
There's no way that God can bless that individual in their life.
لكن هيحصد حصاد مر في حياته.
But he will reap a bitterness in their life.
لكن يوسف طاع أبوه يعقوب.
But Joseph obeyed his parent, his father Jacob.
رغم إن يعقوب رغم إن يوسف عارف وحاشة إخواته.
Even though Joseph knows the horribleness of his brothers.
لكن الصفة الرائعة الثانية.
But the second beautiful characteristic about
بنشوف إن يوسف في طاعته لأمر أبوه بيعمل العمل بمحبة.
We see that Joseph in his obedience to his father does it willingly.
مش موضوع مكبر.
He's not forced.
لكن بيعمله بدافع من القلب دافع المحبة.
But he does it driven by love.
وده اللي الرب عايز يعلمه هنا.
And the Lord wants to teach us.
لما أقدم خدمة.
When I offer a service.
أقدمها بقلب محب.
I offer it with a loving heart.
ما أعملهاش وأنا متغصب.
I don't do it because someone made me do it.
لكن أعملها زي ما عملها يوسف.
But I do it as Joseph did it.
لكن شوفوا الجزء اللي عايزين بقى نتأمل فيه.
But now look at the passage that we really want to focus on.
لما وصل يوسف للسجن.
When Joseph got to the prison.
وفسر الحلم للساقي.
And he interpreted the dream for the butler.
جي يوسف قال كلمة.
Joseph said something.
قال إذا خرجت من السجن لما تخرج من السجن ابقى اذكرني عند فرعون.
He says, when you get out of prison, remember me in front of Pharaoh.
ما نقدرش نقول ان يوسف غلطان.
Now we can't say that Joseph made a mistake here.
لان ما حدش دخل الظروف اللي دخل فيها يوسف.
Because no one has gone through what Joseph went through.
واحد عاش حياته كلها امين مع الله.
A person who's lived their whole life faithful to God.
رفض الخطيه اللي اتعرضت عليه في عز شبابه.
Refused the sin that was placed in front of him while he was a young man.
وانه مع انه عبد.
And even though he's a servant.
ومعروف العبد بيتعامل ازاي.
And we know how a servant is treated.
مالوش كرامة.
He has no honor.
مالوش رأي.
He has no opinion.
حدش يحترمه.
No one respects them.
يعني شخص مجهول من الكل.
In other words, he's a person really despised by all.
فبالرغم من الظروف الوحشة اللي كان عايش فيها يوسف.
But regardless of these horrible circumstances that Joseph was living in.
ما اداش لنفسه العذر.
He never gave himself the excuse.
ان هو يعمل خطية.
That to commit sin.
لكن عاش بمنتهى الأمانة مع الله.
But he lived faithfully with God.
عاش ما عملش خطية واحدة.
He didn't do a sin.
يوسف أيوة صح يوسف مولود بالخطية.
Yes, Joseph is born with sin.
لكن كمثل يوسف قدامنا كشباب.
But as an example to us as young people.
يوسف يا أحباء ما غلطش لما قال لساقي الملك اذكرني عند فرعون.
He did not make a mistake when he went to the butler and said, remember me when you go before Pharaoh.
لأنه دخل يوسف السجن بتهمة هو بريء منها.
Because he went into jail with innocent.
وهذه التهمة حطته في السجن.
And this accusation that came against him, that's what put him in.
مين هيطلع يوسف من السجن؟
Who's going to bring Joseph out of prison?
مين هيسأل في يوسف؟
Who's going to even ask about Joseph?
ولا حد هيسأل فيه.
No one.
هيقضي طول حياته في السجن.
He'll spend his whole life in prison.
وحياة السجن حياة وحشة.
And the life in prison is a horrible life.
حدش جربها فينا.
None of us have tried it.
لكن يعرفها اللي دخلها.
But the only one that knows it is the one that's gone into it.
فلما فسر الحلم.
So when he interpreted the dream.
قال له اذكرني.
He said, "Remember when you go before Pharaoh."
وبيقول له أنا دخلت أنا داخل بتهمة يعني أنا مظلوم.
And it's though he's saying, "I've come in here falsely."
ده مش واحد داخل مجرمين.
He's not a criminal that's gone into prison.
وقال له قل له فرعون يسامحني.
And tell Pharaoh to forgive me for what I've done.
لا ده داخل مظلوم.
No, he's gone in there and he's innocent.
فقال له اذكرني.
So he said, "Remember me."
لكن إيه رأيكم ذكروا الراجل؟
Did the man remember him? But
ما ذكروش.
No, he didn't.
وده يعلمني درس.
And this teaches me something.
مع ان الضغوط بتضغط على يوسف.
Even though the pressures are being applied to Joseph.
لكن عايز ربنا يعلم يوسف ويعلمني ويعلمك درس.
The Lord wants to teach Joseph and teach you and teach me.
ان احنا مهما ضاقت بينا الظروف.
Regardless of how tight the circumstances became on us.
لكن يتعلم المؤمن يتعلم ينتظر الرب.
The Christian must learn to wait for the Lord.
ما يتكلش على إنسان.
Don't depend on a person.
أهو اتكل يوسف على ساقي الملك.
So Joseph depended upon the butler of the king.
لكن نسي.
But he forgot him.
صحيح هو رجل وحش.
Yes, he's not a good man.
لأنه ما قابلش المعروف بالإحسان.
Because he did not answer a good deed with goodness.
لكن غلط يوسف إنه وضع ثقته في إنسان.
But the wrong that Joseph did do is he put his trust in a man.
يوسف كان فهم الله هو اللي جازه في الأمور دي.
Joseph knows that God is the one that has allowed him to go through these circumstances.
وحلو جدا.
And it's very good.
إني أعرف إن كل شيء في حياتي من وراء الرب.
To know that everything in my life behind it is the Lord.
يعني الرب هو اللي سمح لي بالظروف.
The Lord is the one that allowed these circumstances.
وطالما هو سمح بيها.
And as long as He's allowed it.
يبقى هو المسؤول اللي يخرجني منها.
Then he is responsible to bring me out of it.
لكن يوسف نتيجة ان ضاقت عليه الامور.
But because things have become of so much pressure against Joseph.
طلب الطلبة دي.
He made this request.
وربنا عايز يعلمه يا يوسف ما تتكلش على انسان.
And God wants to teach Joseph. Joseph, don't depend on people.
مكتوب في نبوة إرميا.
It's written in the book of Jeremiah.
إرميا على ما اعتقد 17.
I think Jeremiah 17.
احفظوا الآيات دي.
It's important for you to remember and memorize these verses.
هتنفعكوا في حاجات كتيرة.
It will benefit you in many things.
شوفوا في إرميا 17 عدد 5.
It's chapter 17 and verse 5.
هكذا قال الرب.
Thus saith the Lord.
ملعون الرجل الذي يتكل على الإنسان.
Cursed be the man that trusts in man.
ويجعل البشر ذراعه.
And makes flesh his arm.
والنتيجة يحيد عن الرب.
And the result, and whose heart departs from the Lord.
ما تقدرش تتكل على الإنسان وتتكل على رب.
You cannot depend on man and depend on God.
لو اتكلت على الإنسان.
If you depend on man.
هتبعد عن ربنا.
Then you will go far from God.
لو اتكلت على ربنا.
If you depend on God.
هتبعد عن الإنسان.
Then you will go far from man.
عشان كده بيقول له.
That's why he says to him.
بيقول له وعن الرب يحيد قلبه.
And whose heart departs from the Lord.
لأن قلبي لا يمكن يتبع اثنين.
Because my heart can never follow two.
القلب يتبع واحد.
The heart only follows one.
يتبع الرب وتتكل عليه.
You either follow the Lord and depend upon him.
يتبع الإنسان وتتكل عليه.
Or you follow man and you depend upon him.
لكن لا يقدر أحد أن يخدم سيدي.
But no man can serve two masters.
حطها في ذهنك وفي ذهنك.
Put it in your mind and I'll put it in mind.
الرب ما يحبش القلبين.
God does not like this two hearted.
وما يحبش الذهنين.
He doesn't like these two minds.
وما يحبش اللسانين.
And he doesn't like the two tongues.
وما يحبش القلب المجزأ.
And he doesn't like the heart that's divided.
لكن يحب واحد.
But he loves one.
قال له كده لأن الحاجة إلى واحد.
Because he said the need is for one.
ولو تبعت اثنين.
And if you follow two.
انت بتخدع روحك.
Then you are deceiving
وبتتعب
yourself.
وبتتعب نفسك.
And you're troubling yourself.
فقال له كده ملعون الرجل.
So he said this. Cursed be the man.
الذي يتكل على الإنسان.
That trusts in man.
لكن يحيد عن الرب.
And departs from the Lord.
يكون زي ايه؟
What would he be like?
قال لك مثل العرعر في البادية.
He shall be like a heath in the desert.
ولا يرى إذا جاء الخير.
And shall not see when good comes.
تخيلوا يبقى زي الأعمى.
Can you imagine that he's like this heath?
المؤمن المؤمن.
The Christian.
يبقى زي الأعمى.
He's like a blind person.
لما تتبع إنسان وتتكل على إنسان.
When you follow man and you depend on man.
يبقى الخير قدام عينك.
Then the good is right in front of your eyes.
لكن مش شايفه.
But you can't see it.
تخيلوا واحد الحاجة قدامه مش شايفها.
You imagine somebody with something in front of them and they can't see it.
أهو ده اللي يحصل معانا.
But that's what happens to us.
في حياتنا العملية هنلاقي الأمور دي.
In our practical life, this is what we'll find.
يوم ما اتكل على انسان
the day I depend on man
يبقى الخير قدامي
the good will be right there in front of me
يبقى الطريق الصح قدامي
the right way will be there
لكن مش شايفه
but I can't see it
لأني اتكلت على ذراع بشر
because I'm depending on the arm of man
لكن تعال شوفوا العكس
but look at the opposite
بيقول لك بل يسكن الحر في البرية
he says but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness
تفضل طول حياتك كأنك عايش في صحراء مولعة من الحر
you will live your whole life in this hot desert
عمرك ما هتتمتع بجو طري
you'll never enjoy like a beautiful climate
عمرك ما هتتمتع بشركة مع الرب
you'll never enjoy fellowship with God
تبقى عامل زي لوط
you're gonna be exactly like Lot.
بيعذب نفسه البارة بالأفعال
الحسينة. He torments his righteous soul.
لكن شوفوا المؤمن.
But look at the believer.
عدد سبعة.
Verse 7.
مبارك الرجل.
But blessed is the man.
الذي يتكل على الرب.
That trusts in the Lord.
وكان الرب متكله.
And whose hope the Lord is.
لاحظوا الحاجتين دول.
Now notice these two things.
الذي يتكل على الرب.
The man that trusts in the Lord.
طب ما كفاية.
That's enough, isn't it?
وكان الرب متكله.
But then the Lord hopes.
يعني
hope
كأنه
is.
بيقول له شوف يعني هجيبها لك مرتين.
As though he gives it to him in two ways.
بعرفك الفكرة بوصلها لك مرتين.
I am giving you the thought and I'm giving it to you twice.
يكون إيه؟
What will he be?
عدد 8.
Verse 8.
يكون كشجرة مغروسة على مياه.
He shall be as a tree planted by the waters.
وعلى نهر تمد أصولها.
And spreads out her roots by the river.
ولا ترى إذا جاء الحر.
And shall not see when the heat comes.
تجي لك المشاكل.
The problems will come.
لكن ما تشعرش بالحر.
But you don't feel the heat.
عمركم واحد تبقى الشمس مولعة ومش شاعر بالحر.
Can you imagine someone where the sun is out but cannot feel it?
أهو المؤمن يشعرها.
The Christians like that.
في الحياة الروحية.
In their spiritual life.
تبقى مشاكل من كل جهة.
From every aspect there's problems.
لكن لأنك واضع ثقتك في الرب.
But because you trust in God.
لا تشعر بحرارة المشكلة.
You do not feel the heat of the situation.
لماذا؟
Why?
لأنك قاعد جنب المية.
Because you're right beside the water.
قاعد جنب كلمة الله.
You're right beside the word of God.
عمرك ما هتزبل في مرة. عمر ما الشجر الورق بتاعها هيدبل.
You'll never find the leaves of the tree ever like withering.
لكن دايما تكون خضرة.
But they'll always be green.
أي اي حد يقرب منها يقول عليها شجره شجره فريش.
Anyone who comes near it says this is a healthy tree, a fresh tree.
رغم الظروف الصعبه اللي بيمر بيها.
Despite what they're going through.
لماذا؟
Why?
لانه قاعد جنب النهر.
Because they're beside the water.
ادي الانسان اللي بيتكل على الرب.
This is the person that depends or trusts in the Lord.
في سنه القحط لا تخاف.
In the year and shall not be careful in the year of drought.
ولا تكف عن الإثمار.
Neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
أيوة تبقى سنة جوع.
It'll be a fruitful year.
سنة الجوع جوع.
يعني
ما فيش أكل.
It'll be like at the time it'll be a lack of food, like a famine.
أيوة. لكن في نفس الوقت هو مش شاعر بالجوع.
But at the same time he doesn't feel the hunger.
وده اللي عمله يوسف.
And that's what Joseph did.
في مجاعة هتيجي على أرض مصر.
There is a famine that's coming upon the land of Egypt.
لكن في واحد.
But there is one
هيحول المجاعة إلى شبع.
Who will turn the famine into a satisfaction.
ليه؟
Why?
لأنه كان شخص أمين مع الرب.
Because he was a man faithful with God.
كان يتكل على الرب.
He trusted in the Lord.
والدرس اللي كان عايز يعلمه له يا يوسف ما تتكلش على ذراع بشر.
And the lesson he wanted to teach him is Joseph, do not depend on the arm of man.
لكن الدرس الثاني اللي أقوله.
But the second lesson I want to share with you.
أيوة صحيح يوسف عاش حياة مثمرة.
Of course, Joseph lived a fruitful life.
وعاش حياة أمينة للرب.
And lived a faithful life to the Lord.
لكن كان الرب عليه علمه درس تاني.
But the Lord had another lesson to teach him.
وده محتاجه أتعلمه أنا وأنت.
And we are both in need of learning.
وهنفضل نتعلمه طول حياتنا.
And we will continue to learn it all our life.
كان على الرب يعلم يوسف درس الانتظار.
He needed to teach Joseph the lesson of waiting.
طب ما خلاص يا رب.
So, Lord, that's it.
ما هو يوسف دخل السجن مظلوم.
He went into prison innocent.
ويوسف ما رضيش يفعل الخطيه.
And he wouldn't do the sin.
طب ما طلعه من السجن.
So take him out of prison.
ما هجت الفرصه انه يطلع.
Now that this is the opportunity, get him out of prison.
مستني ايه تاني؟
What are you waiting for, Lord?
واحد زي كده الا يكافئ؟
Should someone like this not be rewarded?
وبكل سرعه.
And quickly?
ليه تخليه في السجن قد ايه؟ سنتين.
Why would you keep him another 2 years in prison?
قعد سنتين تاني في السجن.
He stayed another 2 years in prison.
تعرفوا ليه؟
You know why?
عشان يعلمه درس الانتظار.
To teach him to wait.
قد ايه الدرس ده صعب.
How difficult this lesson is.
بنحتاجه كشباب؟
Do we need it as
people? طبعا ما اكثر احنا شباب بنحتاج لدرس الانتظار.
We need it more than anyone else.
ألا تحتاج أنك تنتظر الرب يبعث لك المعينة من عنده؟
Do you not need to wait upon the Lord to provide for you the one that will care for you?
وألا تحتاج أن الرب يديك صبر وانتظار لغاية ما الرب يعين لك اللي من نصيبك؟
Are you not, young lady, waiting impatiently and do you not need patience to wait for the one the Lord will send?
واللي نقوله على موضوع الزواج.
And those that they say about the subject of marriage.
يتقال على كل موضوع في حياتك.
You can say it about every aspect or every situation in our life.
في حاجات كتير. محتاجين ننتظر الرب
فيها. There are so many things we must wait upon the Lord for.
الانتظار بركة عظيمة.
Waiting is of great blessing.
لابد عن طريق هذه البركة الرب يعلمني الصبر.
And through this blessing God teaches me patience.
عشان كده حدث من بعد سنتين.
And that's why it came to pass at the end of 2 years.
قعد سنتين في السجن.
2 years he remained in prison.
شوفوا أبو المؤمنين.
You see the father of believers, or father of Christians.
Abraham.
Abraham.
إيه أعظم من إبراهيم؟
Who's greater than Abraham?
مفيش.
No one.
في إيمانه.
In his faith.
لكن كان يحتاج إبراهيم إنه يتعلم درس الانتظار.
But Abraham needed to learn this lesson of waiting.
ربنا قال له هجيب لك نسل.
The Lord said to him, I'll give you a seed.
من سارة.
From Sarah.
سارة هتولد وتجيب لك ولد.
Sarah will give birth and bring you a son.
قعد تقريبا عبال ما جاله إسحاق 25 سنة.
Up until the time that he got Isaac, there was nearly a period of 25 years.
حد يستنى يصبر 25 سنة؟
Who's gonna wait 25 years?
هو العمر في قد إيه؟
How long is our life anyway?
لكن كان على إبراهيم يقعد 25 سنة.
But Abraham had to wait 25 years.
مهم جاله في البداية.
So he came to him in the beginning.
في نص المشوار.
the middle of the journey.
ما هو ربنا بيختبره.
See, God's trying him.
Yeah. راح قال له بص يا إبراهيم أنا هجيب لك ولد فأمن إبراهيم بالرب.
So the Lord said to him, Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. And so Abraham believed God.
آمن به فحسب له بره.
And so he believed God, and it was accounted for him as righteousness.
لكن جه وقت ضعف.
But then came a time of weakness.
اتأخر الرب عليه.
The Lord was a little bit late.
هو تأخر بمفهوم إبراهيم وسارة.
He was late according to Abraham and Sarah.
مش بمفهوم ربنا.
Not God was actually.
هو ربنا ما بيتأخرش.
God's never late.
ربنا عنده توقيته.
God has His time.
لكن إبراهيم قال لك وسارة قالت له ربنا تأخر عليه.
Abraham and Sarah, and Sarah said to him, look, the Lord's late.
بص بقى عندي جارية.
Listen, I've got a maid.
هات لي منها ولد.
You bring from her a son for me.
وسمع إبراهيم.
And so Abraham listened.
وجاب إسماعيل.
And they got Ishmael.
تفتكروا يعني؟ ربنا طالع تيجي ما عمله كده ما انتظروش راح ربنا مغير الخطه بتاعته.
Do you think that because Abraham did this that God just changed his plan completely?
لا ما حصلش كده.
Not at all.
كان على ابراهيم يستنى تاني حوالي 13 سنه.
It was up to Abraham to wait another 13 years.
لازم ربنا يعلمك درس الانتظار.
God will teach you to wait.
إما سواء رضيت أو ما رضيتش.
Whether you agree with it or you don't.
لو حاولت إن أنت تستعجل ساعة ربنا.
If you try and rush things.
أنت الخسران في النهاية.
Then you will lose out in the end.
إيه رأيكم في إسماعيل اللي جه؟
What do you think of Ishmael that came?
عمل إسماعيل في البيت.
What has Ishmael done in the house?
كان سبب نكد في البيت بتاع إبراهيم وسارة.
He was the source of complaining and trouble in the house of Abraham.
وابتدى يستهزئ بإسحاق.
And he began to make fun of Isaac.
واضطر في النهاية.
And in the end, he had to cast out the bondwoman and her son.
كان صعب على إبراهيم يطرد إسماعيل ولا لا؟
Was it hard for Abraham to make his Ishmael to tell Ishmael to go away?
طبعا صعب جدا.
Also was hard.
لأن ده ابنه.
Because it's his son.
وابنه في شيخوخته.
And it's his son in his old age.
لكن قال له تطرده.
But he says no, you cast him out.
قد إيه إبراهيم كان زعلان من جوه.
How upset Abraham was.
لكن هو ده الحصاد.
But that's what you reap.
عدم انتظارنا الرب نحصد.
When you don't wait upon the Lord, you reap.
وقيس على هذا الوضع.
And then keep going along the same line.
تلاقي كل شخص لم يتعلم درس الانتظار هيحصد نتائج مرة.
You find every person that does not wait will reap a negative response.
ألم تحصد رفقة وإسحاق حصاد مر؟
Did not Rebecca and Isaac reap a negative result?
ألم يحصد يعقوب؟
Did not Jacob reap?
يا يعقوب أنا هدي لك البركة.
Jacob, I'm going to give you the blessing.
بس يعقوب مش صابر.
But Jacob's not patient.
شاف أخوه هياخد البركة.
He saw his brother going to take the blessing.
خاف إن البركة تروح لأخوه عيسو.
And he was afraid that the blessing would go to Esau.
فاضطر يستعجل الأمر.
So he had to rush things.
وخم أبوه.
And he deceived his father.
وكانت النتيجة.
And the result?
حصاد 20 سنة.
He reaped 20 years.
20 سنة يحصد يعقوب.
For 20 years he reaped the result of this.
لكن شوفوا في 41.
But look at chapter 41.
وحدث من بعد سنتين.
And it came to pass at the end of two full years.
أن فرعون رأى حلما.
That Pharaoh dreamed.
وهنا أشوف مكافأة الانتظار.
Now here I see the reward of waiting.
إيه مكافأة انتظار يوسف؟
What's the reward of Joseph waiting؟
جربتش لما ربنا تسيب له تنتظره؟
Have you not ever tried the Lord when you've left him and waited for him?
جربت مثلا لما تنتظر الرب في انه يبعت لك المعينه?
Have you waited in terms of the Lord sending you a partner?
لما بتنتظره ربنا بيدي لك اكتر من اللي انت عايزه.
When you wait the Lord gives you more than what you even wanted.
لكن لو ما انتظرتوش.
But if you don't wait.
ياما بنشوف مآسي قدامنا.
How many times we see problems in front of us?
تاخد واحد غير مؤمن.
She takes someone who's not a believer.
ويعكنن حياتها ويمرر حياتها طول عشرين.
And he brings bitterness into her life.
وياخد واحدة غير مؤمنة.
Or he takes someone who's not a believer.
ويحصد طول عمره حصاد مر.
And he reaps a bitterness in his life.
السبب عدم الانتظار.
The reason? Did not wait.
لكن شوفوا يوسف لما انتظر الرب.
But look at Joseph when he waited.
ربنا كافئه بإيه؟
What did the Lord reward him with?
قال له بص يا يوسف انت كان كل اللي عايزه ان الساقي يفتكرك.
Look, Joseph, all you wanted was for the butler to remember you.
عشان تطلع من السجن.
Just so that you might get out of prison.
طب هتطلع من السجن تبقى ايه شغلتك؟
And if you get out of prison, what are you going to do, Joseph?
كان هيبقى ايه يوسف؟
What would Joseph be?
هيطلع عبد.
He'll be a servant.
ولا هيطلع يعني وزير.
Or will he be a governor?
اللي بيطلع من السجن ده بيطلع ايه؟
The person who comes out of prison comes out what?
عارفين لما واحد يطلع من السجن مثلا هنا في استراليا يعني لما واحد يطلع من السجن يبقى في البلاك ليست.
Here when somebody comes out of prison it's like they're blacklisted.
ما يقدرش يقدم في شغله من الاجبار.
It's very difficult and cannot apply for any job.
الناس تبص له بصه مش كويسه.
People look at him differently.
لان ده طالع من السجن.
Because he's out of prison.
فقال له يا يوسف انت لو كنت طلعت من السجن انا لو كنت استجبت لطلبتك اللي طلبتها.
Joseph, if I had answered your request and taken you out of prison
كنت هتطلع عبد.
You would have come out as a servant.
كنت هتروح تشتغل عند سيد من الأسياد في أرض مصر.
You would have gone to work for one of the masters in the land of Egypt.
وهيعاملك معاملة رديئة.
And he will treat you in a terrible way.
وهتحصد بقية عمرك يا يوسف تعيش عبد.
And you will live the rest of your life, Joseph, as a servant or a slave.
لكن أنا ناوي أباركك يا يوسف.
But Joseph, I want to bless you.
ليه؟
Why?
لأنك انتظرت.
Because you waited.
منتظر الرب.
Waited upon the Lord.
يجددون قوة.
They shall renew their strength.
يرفعون أجنحة كالنسور.
They shall shall rise up with wings of eagles.
يركضون ولا يتعبون.
They shall run and not grow weary.
شوف إزاي. جربت كده وانت قاعد بتنتظر الرب؟
Have you tried that when you waited for the Lord?
تبص تلاقي الرب عمل لك أجنحة النسور.
It's like the Lord makes for you wings of eagles.
أجنحة النسور تاخدك وتطير فوق.
The wings of eagles they take you and they make you go above.
وجناح النسر قوي.
And the wing of an eagle is strong.
عايز تبقى قوي في علاقتك مع الرب؟
You want to be strong in your relationship with the Lord?
عايز ربنا يديك أجنحة النسور؟
You want God to give you the wings of eagles?
انتظر الرب.
Then wait for the Lord.
فاستنى يوسف موعد خروجه من السجن.
So Joseph waited for the time in which he would come out of prison.
وجاء الرب شوفوا بس توقيت الرب.
And look at the timing of the Lord.
الرب يحرك المملكة كلها بتاعت مصر عشان يوسف.
God moves the whole kingdom of Egypt just for one soul.
إيه أقوى بلد في تلك الوقت؟
What is the most powerful country in this time?
كانت مصر.
It was Egypt.
وفرعون.
And Pharaoh.
لكن يا رب اتحرك فرعون والمملكة كلها عشان عبد في الأرض.
But Lord, would you move Pharaoh? Would you move the whole kingdom of Egypt for one servant?
الرب يعمل.
Of course he will.
الرب يحرك الناس اللي في الشغل كلهم بتوعك.
The Lord.
من أكبر واحد لأصغر واحد عشان.
The Lord can move all the people in your work from the biggest one or the most prominent one to those that are around you just for you.
عمل كده مع فرعون.
And he did this with Pharaoh.
خلاه يحلم حلم.
He made him dream a dream.
شفتوا ازاي؟ بعد ما السنتين دول اتعلم فيهم يوسف درس الانتظار.
After the 2 years where Joseph learned to wait.
قال له خلاص طالما التوقيت بتاعي جه وساعة ربنا جت ما هيتأخرش دقيقة واحدة.
The Lord said that's it. Now that the time has come, there's no need to delay. The Lord's not late.
يحلم فرعون.
So Pharaoh will dream.
ولما يحلم فرعون حلم يجيب يوسف.
And when Pharaoh dreams a dream, he brings Joseph.
جاء يوسف ازاي؟
How did Joseph come?
خلى السائل افتكر يوسف.
He made the butler remember Joseph.
يبقى إذا ربنا في إيديه ينسيه وربنا في إيديه يفكره.
So therefore it's in God's hands to make people forget and to make them remember.
إلا خلى الساقي ينسى يوسف.
What made the butler forget Joseph?
الله خلى يوسف.
God made him forget.
لأن ده مش دي مش مكافأة اللي عايز أكافئك بيها.
Because this is not the way I want to reward Joseph.
مش أنت اللي تكافئ بمكافأة صغيرة زي كده.
You're not going to be rewarded with something small.
لكن لأنك عشت أمين معايا وانتظرتني هديك مكافأة عظيمة.
But because you live faithful to me and you waited, I'll give you a great reward.
عشان كده نبص نلاقي يخلي فرعون يحلم.
That's why he caused Pharaoh to dream.
ويا ما ربنا خلى ملوك يحلموا.
And how many times has the Lord made kings to dream?
ألم يجعل مردخ بتاع أحشاويروش إن هو يقلق في نص الليل عشان واحد بواب عنده في القصر اسمه مردخاي؟
Did he not cause Ahasuerus to dream a dream just for a gatekeeper like Mordecai?
عملها ولا ما عملهاش؟
Did he do it or he didn't do it?
عملها.
He did it.
إيه رأيكم في نبوخذ نصر ملك الملوك ده؟
What do you think about Nebuchadnezzar, the king of kings here at
that time?
God made him dream a dream.
عشان يعمل إيه؟ عشان يعلي دانيال وصحابه.
That he might raise Daniel and his friends.
الله يستطيع يستخدم ملوك الأرض.
God is able to use the kings of this earth.
عشاني وعشانه.
For you and for me.
يخدموني ويخدموه.
To serve you and to serve me.
إذا كانت الملائكة بتخدمنا.
If the angels serve us.
يبقى مش هيخدمونا ملوك الأرض.
Will not the kings of the earth serve us?
طبعا يخدمونا.
Of course they will.
عشان كده خلى فرعون يحلم.
That's why he made Pharaoh dream a dream.
طب ايه المكافأة اللي كافئوا بيها؟
So what, how did he reward him?
قال له بص بقى يوسف انت هتطلع مش هتبقى عبد.
He said to him, now listen Joseph, you're going to get out but you're not going to be a servant anymore.
لكن هتطلع تبقى قاعد على الكرسي تحت فرعون على طول.
You will be and seated on the seat just under Pharaoh.
يعني ايه؟ يعني تقريبا اعظم شخصيه في ارض مصر كلها.
Basically he is nearly the greatest man in Egypt.
قال له ما حدش يرفع رجله
said,
ولا يخفضها الا باذن منك.
A person will not lift up their leg nor put it down without getting permission from you.
يبقى ربنا يكرم ولا ما يكرمش؟
Does God honor or does he not?
هل ربنا ادى يوسف اللي كان يوسف حاطه في ذهنه؟
Did God give to Joseph what Joseph had in his
هل كان يوسف يتوقع ويحلم انه ياخد مركز زي كده؟
Did Joseph ever dream or think that he would take that sort of position?
لا ما حصلش.
No way.
ده أحبائي اللي دهوله ربنا أبعد بكتير جدا من اللي كان يوسف ينتظر.
But that which God gave him was so much further than what Joseph had even imagined.
وده مكافأة الرب لكل شخص أمين ينتظر.
And
الرب.
This is the reward of the Lord for every faithful person that waits for him.
هل عايز الرب يكافئك؟
Do you want the Lord to reward you?
انتظر الرب.
Then wait on the Lord.
صحيح ممكن أكون شهادة حلوة.
Sure, I can be a great testimony.
ممكن ما اعملش الخطيه.
Maybe I won't do sin.
حلو جدا في حياتي ومعاملتي.
I'm pretty good in my life and in my dealings with people.
كويس.
It's good.
لكن ربنا عايز يعلمك درس.
But God wants to teach you another lesson.
عايز يعلمك الانتظار.
He wants to teach you to wait.
وحياتنا كلها دروس.
And our whole life is full of lessons.
وعشان نتعلمها.
And in order to learn it.
مش بسهوله.
It's not easy.
ما كانش بسهولة يوسف يتعلم الدرس ده.
It wasn't easy for Joseph to learn this lesson.
تعرفوا الدرس اللي تعلمه يوسف ده؟
You know this lesson that Joseph learned?
نفعه في اخواته بعد كده.
It benefited him when it came to his brothers.
لما راحوا له اخواته وعرفهم.
When his brothers came to him and he knew them.
ما مسكهمش يوسف ورباهم.
He didn't get them and teach them a good lesson.
يعني ما مسكهمش وقال له هنتقم منكم.
He didn't get them and he said that's it, now I'm going to get my revenge.
مش هديكم ولا نقطة قمح.
I'm not going to give you a grain.
اللي انتوا عملتوه فيا روحوا ارضكم وموتوا في الارض هناك.
Well, you, because of what you did to me, you go back to your land and you die in that land.
لكن في أصحاح 43 عمل يوسف.
But in chapter 43, what did Joseph do?
نلاقي إن يوسف اتعامل مع أخواته بكل حنية.
We found Joseph dealing with his brothers in such compassion.
يوسف كان بيحبهم جدا.
Joseph loved them so much.
لدرجة قالوا أبونا مات.
To such a degree that when they said our father died.
ويوسف دلوقتي هينتقم مننا.
And Joseph is now going to take revenge on us.
لكن بكى يوسف.
But Joseph wept.
بسبب ان اخواته مش مقدرين محبته.
That his brothers cannot distinguish his love.
لكن شوفوا نتيجة الدروس اللي اتعلمها.
But see, this is the result of the lessons he
قال لهم مش انتوا اللي عملتوه.
He says, no, 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 you didn't do this.
لكن الله هو قصد انه يعمل كده عشان لخيرنا كلنا.
But God did this for our good.
ازاي يقدر يوسف يصل الى النقطة دي؟
How can Joseph get to that point?
عن طريق الدروس.
Through the lessons he'd learned.
الطاعة.
Obedience.
الأمانة.
Faithfulness.
الانتظار.
Waiting.
وده اللي الرب عايز يعلمهم.
And that's what the Lord wants to teach us.
أنا مش هديكوا حاجة تاني.
I'm not going to give you anything else.
لكن يكفي الأصح مليان.
The chapter is full.
لكن شوفوا بركة الرب ليوسف.
But see the blessing of the Lord to Joseph.
حرك المملكة كلها عشان يوسف.
He moved the whole kingdom for Joseph.
لكن إيه رأيكم؟
What do you think?
قال له كله يركع قدامك يا يوسف.
He said, Joseph, everyone will bow before you.
مين ركع قدام يوسف؟
Who bowed before Joseph?
كل أرض مصر.
The whole land of Egypt.
العبد بيركعوا له.
The servants are bowing down to him.
ايوه هو كان لابس ثياب العبيد.
Yes, he was wearing the clothes of a servant.
ومحطوط في مكان العبيد.
And he's placed in the place of servants.
لكن قلبه من جوه مش عبد.
But his heart inside, he is, it's not a heart.
لا ده امير الله.
No, he is the prince of God.
شوفوا مهما ما تغيرت احوالك.
Regardless of how your circumstances change.
مهما توضعت في شغل بقت وحشه.
Whether you're placed in a job and it's a bad situation.
حتى لو كنت في بيت في اب وام مش كويسين.
Or if you're in a home where the parents are not good to you.
لكن حياتك وقلبك من جوه المفروض ما تغيرش.
But your life and your heart inside should never change.
يوسف ما هو كان في بيت في اخواته بيكرهوه.
See, Joseph was in his house and his brothers
hated. لكن هل اتعلم الكره؟
But did he learn to hate?
بالعكس اتعلم المحبه.
No, he learned to love.
لما راح وخدم في ارض مصر كعبد.
When he went to Egypt and became a slave.
هل قلب يوسف اتغير؟
Did the heart of Joseph change?
ما اتغيرش.
No, it didn't change.
وده اللي كان ربنا مبسوط بيه.
And that's what God loved about him.
في كل مكان يتحط فيه يوسف.
In every place Joseph was put in.
لكن قلبه ما بيتغيرش.
His heart did not change.
عشان كده كل ارض مصر تركع ليوسف.
That's why the whole land of Egypt bows down before Joseph.
ومن ضمن اللي ركعوا.
And those that one of those that knelt down before.
امرأة فوطيفار.
The wife of Potiphar.
الخطية.
The sin.
شوفوا احبائي اقولها لكم.
You see my friends, I'm going to tell you this.
يمكن قلتها لكم قبل كده.
Maybe I said it to you before.
لكن اقولها لك تاني.
But I'll say it again.
اذا انت ركعت اذا انت عملت الخطيه هتركع للخطيه.
If you do the sin, you will bow down to sin.
لكن اذا كنت سيد على الخطيه الخطيه هتركع ليك.
But if you are a master of a sin, then the sin will bow down to you.
عشان كده من ضمن اللي ركعوا امراه فطيفه.
That's why one of those that bowed down was Potiphar's wife.
لكن شوفوا حاجة تاني.
But see something else.
لما جت امرأة فطيفار ليوسف.
When the wife of Potiphar came to Joseph.
وشدته من ثيابه.
And she pulled him from his clothes.
ترك الثياب وهرب.
He left his garments and ran.
وخرج خارجا.
And he went outside.
طلع من غير ثوب.
He's got no clothes.
لكن ايه رأيكم لبس ثوب تاني؟
But did he wear clothes?
اه لبس ثوب تاني.
Yes he did.
ايه الثوب اللي لبسه؟
What clothes did he now wear?
لبسوا له فرعون.
Pharaoh dressed him.
شوفوا الثوب اللي لبسوا له بقى.
Look at now what Pharaoh dressed him in.
عدد 42.
In verse 42.
وخلع فرعون خاتمه من يده.
And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand.
وجعله في يد يوسف.
And put it upon Joseph's hand.
وألبسه ثياب بوس.
And arrayed him in vestures of fine linen.
ووضع طوق ذهب في عنقه.
And put a gold chain about his neck.
إيه رأيكم في المكافأة؟
What do you think of the reward?
إذا ما لبستش إذا هربت من ثوب الخطية.
If you run away from the garment of sin.
لابد إن الرب هيلبسك ثوب من نوع تاني.
There's no doubt that God will dress you in something far greater.
لابد ان الرب يكافئ على هذه الامانه.
God will reward for this.
لانه قال كده حاشا لي.
And it's though it says in like let it not be or God forbid or it's impossible.
حاشا لي اني اكرم الذين يكرمون.
For God honors those that honor him.
ايه رايكم في شخصيه يوسف؟
What do you think about the character of Joseph?
هل يوسف إنسان ولا مش إنسان؟
Is he a man or is he not a man?
هل تحت الآلام مثلنا؟
Is he under suffering just like you and me?
أيوة طبعا.
Of course he is.
يبقى إذن هل مطلوب مني أتصرف زي ما يوسف اتصرف؟
So is it required of me to act as Joseph acted?
هذا الرب عايزه مني ومننا.
Yes, this is what the Lord wants.
الرب ما يطلبش مستوى أقل من كده.
God will not request anything less than this.
لكن الرب لأنه إله قدوس.
Because God is a holy God.
أنا في استطاعتي بقوة الله إني أعمل زي ما عمل يوسف.
I am able to through the power of God to do that which Joseph did.
علينا نتعلم الطاعة.
We must learn obedience.
علينا نتعلم الانتظار.
We must learn to wait.
في الانتظار في بركة.
In waiting there is blessing.
ولابد إن الرب يبارك حياتنا الأمينة.
And God will bless our faithful lives.
أمين أحبائي.
Amen.
انا خلصت لكم بدري اهو ده واحده الا ربع.
I finished early, it's quarter to one.
انا دايما بخلص يمكن واحده.
I usually finish at one.
بس نتعلم الدرسين دول.
But please let's learn these two lessons.
امين.
Amen. Amen.